If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
Wait, it wasn't him! He's a friend!
Maybe Hamid knows what was after him. What's after me?
What does it mean?
It foretells a break in the balance between order and chaos.
It was early morning, a beautiful day at Golden Gate Park. A warm breeze was blowing off in the Pacific. But all I could think of was the black flowers that Sara had received and the black flower on Ta's cap. I needed to tell her what Pa had told me. That the flower was a mark of Vishnu, symbolizing a shift in the universe, and that she could be in danger. So I called her, and I told her to meet me in an hour at the rowboat rental at the park, that it was urgent. Visiting hours to see Hamid were later in the day, so my plan was for us to row the short distance to a tiny island Sara and I used to go to a few years ago, back when we wanted to talk about something important. It was the safest spot I could think of, and it was just the place that we needed to clear our heads and try and make sense of everything that had happened. She was almost breathless when she arrived, like she had run the entire way from her house.
Hey.
Hey, get in. We need to talk. Before we visit Hamid, I want to tell you everything I know about that black flower. If we're going to make it through this together, we have to tell each other everything. No secrets, okay?
Okay, Ariat, I promise. You look so serious. What is it? What's happened?
As we rowed across the lake towards the island, I told her all about what Pa said about the mark of Vishnu.
Oh my god, Arya, that's so scary.
Yeah, but first things first. We need to get you somewhere safe. Where can you go to disappear for a while?
I don't know. I think I could stay with my mom's friend in San Rafael. But I can't just leave you here.
Sara, you need to be safe. You can still help with all the arrangements by phone. And you're only, what, a half hour away if for some reason you need to get back?
And what about you?
I'm definitely just connected to this story somehow. I'm not sure.
That means you might be in danger too, Arya.
True. But I'm not the one getting these messages. Just promise me you'll consider it. You can pack up this afternoon, and I'll drive you there, okay? But before she could answer, we bumped up against the small island.
Gosh, we haven't been here for so long. I forgot how beautiful and peaceful it is.
It really is. Go see if our spot is still here, and I'll tie up the boat.
Okay.
I tied the boat to a tree root and climbed out. The island wasn't very big, maybe only 100 yards in length. but it was thick with self-seeded vegetation and willow trees. Sara was already out of sight, so I started to walk down the path to our old spot, when suddenly I heard... Sara, what's wrong?
I am!
Stay there, I'm coming! I raced towards the sound of her voice, and had just rounded a patch of dense scrub, when I was shocked to see the same dwarf from the race, grinning at Sara and swinging a rope above his head like some deranged cowboy. If it wasn't so terrifying, this image would have made me laugh out loud. Suddenly, with one motion, the loop of the rope came flying towards Sara and... Oh my god! Had he just lassoed her?
Aya! Quick!
Come with me, Beelzebub!
Reaching deep into my inner core, I activated my Brahman Shakti and hurled a bolt of energy at the dwarf, sending him flying into the water.
Curse you!
Oh, Arya, he's out of the water! He's coming for me again!
Sara, run! Roaring with anger and dripping wet, he lunged towards Sara again. So I summoned all my power and again, blasted him. Suddenly, there was a loud popping sound and the dwarf and rope vanished into thin air.
Oh my god, he's gone!
And the rope's gone too! It just vanished!
Oh, thank god!
Sara, let's get out of here now! Head to the boat!
What the hell just happened?
I don't know, but we're out of here! Oars up!
I don't feel safe anywhere, Arya. What are we gonna do?
First, I'm gonna take you home to pack for San Rafael. Then, we're gonna go see Hameen. We need to get some answers.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
The station was a depressing place. Old and a little bit claustrophobic, with overhead fluorescent lights and a bunch of narrow hallways.
I tried to warn Tom, but he wouldn't listen.
Warn him? About what?
Spoken Lair.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.